Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, time to talk a little baseball with the CEO of the San Francisco Giants, Larry Bear, joins us every other week. Larry, what's going on?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Oh, pretty good, I assume.
I'm calling you from a different venue than we've talked in, 16, 17 months. And it's such a welcome place. I'm calling you from the office.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Nobody stole anything, did they?
Everything's intact. Everything is intact. You know, offering the option for people to come back here as they see fit, and then more of a regular basis in September. But it's nice. I heard you talking about your ballpark. I just came on at the very end. Your ballpark escapades.
Yeah, remember me and Kruko, it must have been 20 years ago we did that, maybe.
Yeah, I remember. You haven't done it since?
No, I couldn't do it anymore. I'd look like a fool now. I mean, that was back when I was at least could swing a bat and look like I kind of knew what I was doing. Now it'd look like a broken lawn chair. I mean, it'd be gross. I mean, if I hit a ball at all, I'd be happy. So no, I'll just leave it at that. That was a fun experience. I enjoyed it. I remember how hot it was that day. It was 102, yeah. 103 in San Francisco, and it was a sweltering heat. But it was fun. It's something I always remember. Getting to take BP at a major league ballpark was pretty awesome. So I've done a few things in sports, but that was. Yeah, that was awesome. And Kruk was
I actually remember that. I remember seeing you that day. That was incredible. And you mentioned, and I don't know if it was the same night. I wanted to think it was the same night, but you mentioned Ralph's name, and you know, so many amazing memories, Ralph.
Yep.
And your words about him have been, you know, so meaningful to people as we remember him, and Tom. But I think it might have been that same night. Remember Ralph used to do the overnights? He used to do the sleepovers?
Oh, with the tent?
Oh, yeah.
On the field. He loved the sleepover.
You'd have Orlando Cepeda flipping pancakes in the morning, and you'd be watching a movie at night. You'd be watching, you know, Bad News Bears as you fall asleep. And the thing was, Ralph could not pitch a tent, right? So he'd always call me. He called me on the. He never called me about the big things. He called me about the really important things, like, can you get somebody at the Giants to help me pitch the tent?
Oh, that's why we love him. I mean, he was just such a beauty, such an authentic person. And, yeah. I mean, he loved that story. And we'd always play the clips. Dave had a good time with that one. It was so windy, and he's trying to put up a damn tent. It was not going well for him. And then Ralph also love the story where I forget who Lincecum got pulled in the sixth inning, and for some reason he decided to yell at you like you had a choice to take him out or not. He's not made of porcelain, Larry. He's not made of porcelain.
He came over, and I'll never forget. He came over, and it was a Saturday night game, and he was still, you know, Ralph's voice was distinctive, to say the least,
yeah.
Right? And so I'd be like, yeah, okay, I got the message. And Boach, out of the corner of his eye, Boach was kind of went to the corner of the dugout, didn't do any eye contact with Ralph, but in the corner of his eye kind of looked at me and winked and smiled.
Thanks for taking his bullet, Larry.
Boach could hear every word Ralph was saying.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
He's the best.
That is funny.
Nats and ferrets. The Nats and ferrets.
Oh, the ferrets.
Keep them from building your ballpark.
Absolutely. It was so classic.
Weasels.
So
or weasels, was it? Weasels.
Weasels
and
ferrets. Weasels
and ferrets. Building your ballpark.
Weasels and ferrets. Weasels and ferrets. Stop keeping the ballpark from getting built, you weasels and ferrets. I would just sit back and turn my mic off and laugh. It was like the best. It was the best. Oh, God.
The best.
I love that guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Could
yeah.
this have worked out any better? I mean, the fans coming back in. You guys are playing incredible baseball. This is beyond the point now of if it's real or not. This is a third of a season, and you guys are playing really good baseball. I think belief has a lot to do with it. Obviously talented, but guys believe. I was saying when you're playing like this, every single day you drive to the ballpark, you just it's all good thoughts. You're just thinking this is going to be great. We're going to have fun at the ballpark, find a way to win a baseball game, and if you don't, you're surprised. That you don't. I mean, that's what state of mind I'm sure they're in right now. But, man, the fans are coming back. The team's playing great ball. I mean, you got to be feeling like, man, if I could have planned it out, this is the way I'd plan it out.
Well, you know, first of all, it's hard to ordain any of this. And you just everybody's been working so hard. So they get all the credit. I have to say what does make it to your point, Tom, though, what makes it, you know, very sweet right now. The feeling is that we've been in such a difficult state. And I say we as a society, I'm not talking about the team performance or anything. I'm just talking about, you know, for the fans to be able to come back and that, you know, the feeling when Yaz hit the Grand Slam two nights ago was, you know, it was akin to a lot of feelings we've had, experiences we've had in this ballpark, and not just you know championship wins, although we didn't clinch any of them here, right? All three were on the road in Kansas City and Detroit and Texas, but you know, feelings like I remember. And my son was, I think, 7 years old. It was just a very distinct memory when JT hit his home run in the 2000 playoffs.
Against the Mets.
Down the line.
Against the Mets.
I was there.
Yep. You know, that. Remember that feeling in the ballpark that we went on to lose the game and everything? So I'm not comparing it other than just the feeling.
Yeah.
And the feeling. And we have 41,000, and you know, we're limited in attendance here just for a few more days. And then wide open a week from tomorrow, but the feeling is it's doubly sweet because we've just all feel like we've been in a in a tough environment personally and in a community around the world. So just that makes it so much better to be seeing what's happening and seeing it come together. And it was interesting last night as I was leaving the ballpark. One of our coaches, we've been pretty much separated from the team personnel, right? Just by MLB rules. You can't, unless you're a quote tier one, you can't be in the clubhouse or on the field, et cetera, which is fine. I don't need to be in the clubhouse or on the field, really. But the coach came over and we kind of talked from a distance. And he was just raving about what Gabe is doing just in terms of, with the players and with the coaches and just being such a uniting force. And you can see it. You can see it in the way they're working with each other and the way they're picking each other up.
Yeah. You know, Larry, I know you're hands-on, but you're not Jerry Jones, right? I mean, you're not – Jerry Jones sits in the Cowboy War Room and he literally wants to talk outside backers. You're not that guy. But I got to assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you were the point person that brought Farhan to the Giants. Obviously, things are going well. I mean, what Farhan's done with bringing in Gabe and the staff and the whole new outlook and then developmentally in the farm system, there's a lot more prospects, which are cheap labor. But I just kind of wanted to go back to the interview process with Farhan with you. What was the key factor for you? Because, I mean, did you envision this kind of turnaround? And what was the difference? Because you guys interviewed some great candidates and yet went with Farhan, and he had never done the job before, really. So what was the key? How did he land the job? And are you surprised?
Well, I think there were a lot of factors. Obviously, where he won me over and won ultimately the board over. So, I did the interviews and then introduced him to the board and the board was very much in favor. I tell you, there were a number of things. I mean, look, just his grasp of the industry and his performance, and his all everything he did leading up to 2019 when he was hired. Obviously, you know, the big, great track record. But there was one thing I was actually thinking about today, Larry, that in the interviews and in some of the produced some materials that just to go over that that we talked about. And one of the things he felt that I think is not necessarily what other candidates might have said, and others might have said just off the top, is that, you know, he didn't believe in taking a year off, a rebuild in the classic way where you just, you kind of sink the ship in order to get the ship, you know, back accelerating again and to win. So there are those in every sport that think that's necessary. And, you know, he didn't believe in giving away seasons. And you're going to have to get younger and you're going to have to do certain things that might challenge a one-loss record in, say, year one or year two, but doesn't mean you can't compete and contend. And I think, you know, in this market, and we've said this in the years that we've been this ownership group's been involved, is we really don't want to take a year or two off for the fans, and we don't want to do that internally, and we feel like we can figure a way not to do it. And that was very much different than what some others might have been saying.
Okay,
and so that stood out. I wouldn't say that there was a whole. I mean, it was really all that lots to Farhan that, you know, that we all embraced, and that I felt were compelling and, you know, and tremendous. But that was one that was, I would say, different than, say, some of the others might have approached the job. You know, they might have said we're going to, you know, more of a. You know, I don't know. We would compare it to what the Cubs maybe, or, you know, were they very
the
successful? But they did. They did have two, three, four, however many. You know, really
tear it
tough
down
seasons.
To studs and build it from zero. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting insight. Larry Bear joining us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show on the UMA guest line. So talk about what you guys have coming up this weekend. I really think it's sweet that you guys are celebrating, you know, Juneteenth and San Francisco's legacy as far as Negro League Baseball is concerned. Those jerseys look sweet. I know they are going to be a hot item. And when things reopen back up for you guys, starting with the Bay Bridge Series, as you referenced, Larry, a week from tomorrow, is that as obvious as what it entails, that it's just going to be wide open and things will be back to normal at the ballpark?
Yes, yeah, so we'll start with that, and then we'll go back to this weekend and the Sea Lions, which is we're really excited about. But so we are really feel like the grand reopening. I mean, this weekend's going to be great, but again, we can't sell every seat, we can't offer every seat. But a week from tomorrow night, we have fireworks and we have a Yaz bobblehead on the Saturday, the 26th, the night game, and then we have a Sunday promotion, a hat giveaway. I mean, we've got just going to feel like old times, and we can have 30, 40,000 people in the ballpark, and there's no restrictions in that sense. We want everybody to be safe, but, you know, we've had full approvals to go forward. So we're really excited about, you know, opening up in a way that, you know, we haven't had in a couple of years. Let's, you know, the last day where we could have had a full ballpark was Bruce Bochy's retirement game, the last game of the 2019 season, amazingly. This weekend, wow, we're really excited because, as you mentioned, Rod, we have the Juneteenth celebration. And we're going to celebrate the San Francisco Sea Lions, which was the 1946. They were 1 year in the Negro Leagues in San Francisco. There was a San Francisco entry. And we're going to honor Toni Stone, who was the first woman professional baseball player, African-American.
Oh, wow.
It's a great story, which we're going to tell, and we're going to have her relatives at the game. And we've actually named one of the streets in Mission Rock for her, Toni Stone Way. And it's going to be a spectacular pregame. And you'll love the Sea Lion jersey and hat. It's an amazing story that we'll be able to tell on Juneteenth on Friday, on Saturday. Sorry, Saturday it's a 1 o'clock game. We'll have the hat is actually it's a blue hat with no logo on it. So very cool.
Let's get this out of the way, because this question is going to be asked a lot when people see the jerseys. Why is there a blue cub on the San Francisco Sea Lions jersey? I know the answer to it, but a lot of people don't, so I think you should
probably
get this out
here. Why don't you say the answer here? Because it's a bear cub. It's a blue bear cub. My understanding is they inherited the uniforms from a defunct club known as the San Francisco Cubs. Is that right?
Yes, that's what I heard.
Okay. And their navy blue caps have no emblem.
Right.
But that's how the Sea Lions in 1946 inherited club's uniform.
I'm just trying to lessen
San Francisco Cubs.
I'm just trying to lessen it, the number of people that will come up to you on Saturday and go, love the jerseys, but can you explain to me why there's a blue bear on a San Francisco Sea Lions jersey? So if we can stop 10 people who hear this right now or more from coming up to you, I feel like we just did you a solid.
They'll think it's like it's a combination of the Dodger blue and the Chicago Cubs. It's like, what's going on here?
You don't want that. You don't want that out there in the world.
Thoroughly confused.
Now the hat.
I'm actually looking at a replica of it. It's really a handsome
looking. It's good looking
jersey and
no
totally
doubt.
Different. Yeah.
Are the hats just going to be like similar hats, but in style, kind of like today's MLB hats? Or are they going to be the old school floppy ass hats that have no form to them whatsoever?
Yeah. No, they will not be because we still have to play the game, Tom. So
I love those floppy hats, man. It's like, hey, let's go to work. Hey, let's go play a baseball game. Cool, I got my hat. We're good.
No, but they're gonna have the same look. They're gonna have the same look. Maybe not the same exact feel, but the same look, which is gonna be cool. I mean, just a stark navy blue, with no logo or emblem. So,
are they doing the? Cool. Are they still doing the like the kids weekend where guys wear nicknames on their jerseys?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's coming in around back to school. Yeah. So
good.
Larry, you guys ought to have a day where you do a little parade and show every single uniform in the history of the franchise. I think that would be cool.
That's actually really, really
a little
cool
pregame,
idea.
You know.
Yeah,
so,
very cool
you
idea.
No, here comes the 70s. Here comes the 80s. Here comes, you know.
No, I remember we had Christy Turlington at a game the other day, and she actually modeled the Giants uniforms when we changed the uniforms in the 90s. I remember it. You remember a place called the Up and Down Club? And we had a big press event. This was a Pat Gallagher event back in the 90s. It was spectacular.
Pat Gallagher.
So, and the other thing, if we're talking about fashion here, the other hot item is the Pride caps that we've sold out of. We're ordering more from a couple weeks ago, right, on the Saturday game that the players wore. Just unbelievable demand for those. It's pretty cool with the rainbow SF and somebody came up to me at the game last night and said, I hear this cap's in high demand. Don't worry, I'm not going to put it on eBay. So
the secondary market is burgeoning.
I could see Larry working there. Go, how do we get these uniforms to look good? How do we do it? Christy Turlington. Yeah, that'd be a great looking uniform. That'd be a believable looking uniform.
That was Pat Gallagher, the guy we all learned so much from. Love Pat to death.
Marketing genius. Get a pretty girl to market to wear your stuff. Instant.
That's
hits.
True. Now the good news is she grew up in the East Bay,
Walnut Creek,
and that's right. Very good course knowledge.
Yeah, well, every once in a while I get lucky.
Grew up in the East Bay. Her mom still lives there, and that's why she was at the game with us. And actually, my wife Pam is on a board with her nonprofit, and she's fantastic. And so she was bringing mom to one of the games, Friday night game a few weeks ago.
Larry, as always, it's fun talking to you, and it's a fun ride. It's been a fun ride all season long. It's fun watching these guys, fun watching them find ways to win baseball games, and it doesn't matter who's out there. They just seem to be playing the same type of ball. You get hurt, doesn't matter. Somebody steps in and picks it up. It'll be fun to watch this team once they are completely whole. And in sports, that's never, never a guarantee. So depth has obviously been a big boon to this ball club as well. But it's just basically been fun to watch the team every night in the ball that they're playing this year.
Well, the connection has been fantastic, and it's all the coaches, it's the team, all the guys who have a lot of talent,
you know, they all have a lot of talent, and I think, you know, Gabe and the coaches are able to, you know, to work with them in ways that have been pretty spectacular. So it's going to be we're going to be very grateful to be able to open the ballpark up more this weekend. I think we get to close to 20,000 on Sunday, and then a lot more the following weekend. So so very grateful, and look forward to seeing you guys out there.
Yeah, I didn't go to that. I didn't see him on the TV today, but we are having him on, by the way, for those that are listening. We're having Gabe Kapler on tomorrow. I got to ask him, when did he go with the Harry Caray glasses? Is that something
new? You think it's Harry Caray. I think it's kind of professorial. What do you think?
I never said Harry Caray wasn't professorial.
I don't think of academics much when
but
I think of Harry Caray.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. Malt, barley, all kinds of great
craft beer academics.
Absolutely.
Professor Budweiser.
I think Gabe and, you know, and Kai has the glasses next to him. I think it's kind of the professor look. You don't agree?
Go. Dark rims.
I don't know. Well, I thought they weren't as thick. I mean, the Harry's were like the bottom of the Coke bottle thick. Those were super thick, but they were big. They were like big, which is why it kind of jumped out to me a little bit. I'll ask him. I figure it's a good time to ask Gabe that question because, hell, what are you going to get mad at? You got the best record in the league. You can't get mad at anything.
Well, are you mad at the glasses? Are you not?
No,
not
at all.
Glasses,
Tom? No, not at all. It was a different look, so it jumped out at me. No, it doesn't bother me. As they said in Major League, seeing's the most important thing. But then Wesley Snipes said it ain't that damn important. So I don't know what the right I don't know what the right answer is. But I'm not mad.
You want a bottom line, the doggone thing?
Yeah.
How many games have we lost since he's been wearing the glasses?
Seriously, not many. Undefeated, I believe.
Not
with the
many.
Glasses.
Well,
there you
I'll
go.
Tell you what, you can wear
maybe
a basket over your head when you're playing the Diamondbacks. You're probably pretty good too, Larry. As always,
Larry, get out now. Get out now.
You think I'm touching that one?
You don't have to. We also,
hey, Larry. As always, thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk
to
you in a couple weeks.
Talk to you
later. Thanks.
Take it easy, Larry.
That's your Larry Bear Show.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.